This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Government game plan.
We're prepared to act quickly. This is all about kids and jobs.
Portland protest. Hawaii hurricane.
Hunker down and be ready for the worst.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Florida has now passed New York, number two in coronavirus cases in this country behind California. And it's one of many states where testing is a major issue. Here's CBS's David Begno.
Some testing sites around the country are still struggling to meet the demand, while some labs have taken more than 2 weeks to provide results. In New Mexico, the governor, who is a Democrat, Michelle Lujan Grisham, has placed much of the blame on the federal government.
There is no national strategy. I still spend most of my days chasing testing supplies.
Maryland's governor is a Republican, Larry Hogan. He's calling for more federal assistance for the private testing labs.
It's starting to feel like it did back in March and April, where everybody was overwhelmed.
Take a listen to Dr. Ashish Jha. He's the director of Harvard's Global Health Institute.
We have not enough staff to run a lot of these tests. We're running out of swabs again. If the federal government back in February or March had decided to take testing seriously, we would have built up adequate testing supplies.
The world's largest COVID-19 vaccine test is getting underway today with the first of 30,000 volunteers. They're testing the experimental vaccine from Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. Now to the White House, CBS News correspondent Paula Reed has the latest on the Republican relief bill.
Lawmakers do not appear to be close to getting this deal done, but today Republicans are expected to present their opening offer, a long-awaited $1 trillion stimulus package. And good news for many Americans, it is expected to include another round of $1,200 checks. But the sticking point has been the $600 per person per week federal jobless benefit that's set to expire. The White House, GOP lawmakers, they claim that amount of money discourages people from trying to go back to work. Instead, the White House says it will present a benefit that would be no more than 70% of whatever the wages were that you were making before you lost your job.
Now to Portland, Oregon, where federal agents deployed pepper spray. In an effort to clear protesters, two people are in custody there. One person was apparently injured by a gunshot. Police say they found a bag containing rifle magazines and Molotov cocktails in a park. Protests in other cities, too. CBS's Carter Evans.
Footage uploaded to Facebook captures the moments shots rang out in downtown Austin. About 100 people were marching at the time. One of them, 28-year-old Garrett Foster, was killed. Police say Foster, who had protested regularly since the death of George Floyd, was legally carrying an AK-47 at the time. He and other protesters, according to authorities, surrounded a car after the driver turned aggressively toward demonstrators. The driver opened fire, striking Foster before speeding away. Police declared a riot in Seattle Saturday night after vandals set fires and destroyed property. Authorities deployed tear gas and pepper spray.
In the Pacific, Hurricane Douglas is gaining strength, but at the same time, it's heading away from Hawaii, and it seems the state was spared the worst. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson on the situation on the island of Kauai.
There is definitely going to be some power outages. There's definitely going to be some flooding. But all in all, when having a Category 1 hurricane pretty close offshore, this is about as good of an outcome as you can get.
Hurricane Hanna's been downgraded after slapping the Gulf Coast of Texas in Corpus Christi. Matthew Howard's boat was damaged.
A lot of people have to find a new place to live. We're going to do everything we can to rebuild it as best we can. And make it right again.
The storm has caused some damage here and there, flooding and power outages. Some places will see more than a foot of rain. John Lewis crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama for the last time yesterday. The body of the 80-year-old congressman and civil rights legend in a flag-draped coffin on a horse-drawn wagon.
It's been a long time coming.
And at the Alabama State Capitol, Bernice King, the daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., paid tribute.
The life of Congressman John Lewis, whom we and my family affectionately called Uncle John, embodied principle and demonstrated the courage of conviction to live it out.
Now, as CBS's Steve Dorsey tells us, the scene shifts to Washington, D.C.
Members of the public will be allowed to pay their respects to the longtime Georgia congressman starting this evening through tomorrow. Because of coronavirus precautions, Lewis will lie in state at the top of the east front steps of the Capitol, not in the rotunda.
The private funeral for Lewis is Thursday in Atlanta. 99 days till the election, and a CBS News poll in two key states finds Joe Biden leads President Trump in Michigan by 6 points, and Mr. Trump is ahead by a point in Ohio. CBS News political correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Voters remain very concerned about the pandemic, especially parents who are concerned about kids going back to school. They feel the president doesn't care about their children. And the poll finds that most Americans support the aims of ongoing protests and the Black Lives Matter movement.
President Trump now says he won't throw out the first pitch as scheduled August 15th at Yankee Stadium in New York. He tweets he has a strong focus on the coronavirus and the economy. He vows to do it later in the season. In a TMZ interview, Football Hall of Famer Mike Ditka says about athletes who kneel during the national anthem that they should, quote, get the hell out of the country. Ditka was outspoken when Colin Kaepernick began kneeling in 2016. Well, one of the last links to Hollywood's golden age died over the weekend. Two-time Oscar winner, 104-year-old Olivia de Havilland.
Scarlett, you're so sweet to worry about Ashley like this for me.
That's her in Gone with the Wind. She said she enjoyed that role, Melanie Wilkes, and remarked she was the only major character to die in the film, and she outlived the rest of the cast. And The Hollywood Reporter says actor John Saxon has died at 83. He starred in the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. From the animated entertainment world...
What's up, Doc?
Bugs Bunny turns 80 today. He debuted in 1940 in a Warner Brothers short called A Wild Hare. It's one of the critical pandemic questions. Once there is a vaccine, how long will it protect us?
The growing scientific consensus is that any vaccine for COVID-19 is more likely to protect you for months, maybe a year or two at best. And we may not know the answer to that for at least as long. Experts telling the Wall Street Journal few vaccines generate lifetime immunity. The measles vaccine is one. But vaccine development has been helped by the fact that this coronavirus doesn't seem to be mutating as fast as some. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
The economic outlook of American business economists has improved over the last 3 months, but the virus resurgence could jeopardize that. A survey by the National Association for Business Economics indicates 2/3 forecast the economy will grow between this year's second quarter and next year's. 3 months ago, 70% predicted the economy would shrink. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.